internet is wonderful for so much. However, and this is a big however, the publishing freedom it provides means that there is an awful lot of advice out there that is not only wrong, but potentially destructive. My name is Fleury Summers, creator of a series of professional pearl and bead strain instructional DVDs available on my website and on Amazon.com. I came across a good example of this type of destructive advice in an article on a news aggregator site that suggested various ways of determining if a pearl is real. This question, whether a pearl is real or fake, is one professional pearl and bead stringers often get from clients, and it's one that you should know the answer to. I've developed a video that walks through the ways we can determine if a pearl is real without resorting to expensive outsourced tests. That video and an article are available in the resources section of my website. But the advice given by the news article is destructive, and destructive tests should never be recommended to clients. The author suggests, for example, that a pearl be rubbed along a plate of glass. The fake pearl, according to the author, will leave no mark, while a real pearl will leave a faint white trail of nacre powder. I don't know if there's any truth to this test. That's because I don't perform destructive tests on gemstones. Why on earth would you want to damage the nacre on a pearl? Nacre is a pearl's heart and soul. It's what gives a pearl its pearly appearance, and nacre coverage is a quality factor that helps to determine the value of a pearl. In a second test recommended by this expert, he or she, there is no author cited, suggests rubbing pearls together to look for a powdery residue. Again, this is a test that will damage the pearl's nacre. I was given some very good advice early in my career, and that is to never, ever identify gemstones on the spot. Don't volunteer that the pearl necklace is lovely. It could be faux. When clients ask about certain gemstones, including pearls, deflect the question with a comment. It's certainly a beautiful piece of jewelry, etc. But don't let yourself be put on the spot. If you get it wrong, your credibility is gone forever. If the client insists, suggest that you need time to perform tests to determine authenticity. In the case of pearls, just follow the advice in the video I've mentioned, and you are certainly free to print the article out for future reference. And always, always be wary of anyone who suggests that a destructive test can determine authenticity. They can, but at the expense of a sometimes valuable or cherished gemstone. Don't do it. And if someone suggests it, you know that their expertise is a sham. For more articles and resources, and for the Professional Pearl and Bead Stringing series of instructional DVDs, please visit my website, httpfsummers.com. That's F like Frank, Summers, S-O-M-M-E-R-S.com. And thank you for listening.